Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we give you the rundown of everything that's happening in terms of the National Football League. Thank you guys for listening. It means so much to me. We're really starting to gain some momentum. So shout out to all the listeners. We couldn't have grown so much without your support. We're going to talk a little bit about Trey Flowers and him joining the Detroit Lions in free agency. We're also going to cover Rob Gronkowski's announcement, his big announcement, after 9 seasons. So we'll actually start with Trey Flowers. You know, Trey Flowers will be the leader of Matt Patricia's defense in Detroit. The Lions have to feel good about landing the Patriots' best pass rusher. The Detroit Lions were very active in free agency, and the player who headlined all of their signings was former New England Patriots standout Trey Flowers. Flowers has racked up 21 sacks over the past 3 seasons, and he'll be the anchor of Matt Patricia's defense. Patricia and Flowers spent time together in New England, so they know what to expect from one another. Detroit will also pay Flowers between $16 and $17 million annually. Therefore, it's an opportunity to cash in for the 25-year-old pass rusher. However, that big paycheck means Flowers will have even more responsibility on his shoulders. Not to mention, he has to adjust to playing with a bunch of different guys around him, which will present some challenges of its own. The Lions and Patriots are on the opposite ends of the competitive spectrum, but Flowers has what it takes to usher in a new era in the Motor City. After spending 4 years in Bill Belichick's system, nobody understands what Bob Quinn and Patricia are trying to accomplish more than Trey Flowers. He'll lead from the front in the locker room, and on the field, his play should speak for itself. You know, Flowers is exceptional at driving blockers backwards into the quarterback's lap. The other thing he does really well is gamble at the right times. Most edge players have to contain the play, but Flowers knows when to knife inside and blow up runs. It's that anticipation which is so disruptive to opposing offenses. It'll be an exciting addition to everything else the Lions have going on. You know, Damon Harrison and Romeo Okwara are two defensive linemen who really set the tone for this football team. Adding Flowers to that group will be a nightmare to match up with, and this could be the turning point for an organization who's traditionally struggled. So the Detroit Lions, we all know their history. They struggle. They've always struggled. They're one of two teams to go 0-16, the other team being the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, Bob Quinn, he's trying to go the Patriot route, and you can see that just by, you know, he hires Matt Patricia to be his coach. You know, obviously Bob Quinn came from the Patriots. They go after Trey Flowers, who is a, you know, the New England Patriots' best pass rusher. Danny Amendola was an old New England guy. So they're getting these guys that understand Matt Patricia's expectations, and it's clear they want individuals who are going to buy into that system. A lot of players initially were not happy with Matt Patricia and how hard he was on them. But Trey Flowers is a guy who's going to come in and echo everything Patricia's saying, and he's going to kind of vouch for Patricia in the sense that, yeah, this is how you go and win a championship. You know, you do the little things right. You instill discipline. You do things like practice outside when it's cold out because you're going to have to play games outside. It's kind of a more it's a mindset, I guess you can say, a mindset that has high expectations, that demands more from their players, a no-nonsense type of approach, all those things. You know, overall, it's a philosophy. A mindset and a philosophy that has worked obviously very well for the New England Patriots, and Trey Flowers is going to come in and hopefully bring his disruptiveness. And you have to believe he will, just because he's physically superior to a lot of the guys he goes up against. Like I said, he's always blowing people back into the offensive backfield. And a lot of times, he doesn't just put those blockers in the quarterback's lap. He also will blow those offensive linemen right into the running back's running lanes. And so that results in TFLs, tackles for loss. And, you know, that's just so deflating for the offense's momentum. Those are the type of plays he can make. And Trey Flowers is very good at reading, you know, the play and, you know, determining whether he has to go wide and contain it, set the edge, whether he can, you know, go inside with a swim move and get to the running back who's running away from his side. So those are plays that are definitely going to help the Detroit Lions front seven. And like I said, Snacks was a big acquisition, he's clogging up everything in the middle. Romeo Okwara, they got for pretty much nothing because he was cut by the Giants. He had a really good year. So Okwara and Flowers can really do some damage. They paid a lot for him, $17 million annually. He's going to have to take on a huge role. But so far what we've seen from Trey Flowers, everything's been very impressive from in terms of what he's been able to produce. So I it's expensive, you know, to pay that much for a player. So especially when you consider that they got Okwara for nothing and he performed so well, it's almost like, why don't you just keep trying to pick up players like that who you can get for basically nothing? All you got to do is sign them. Obviously that's good for the cap. But Trey Flowers is turning into a superstar player. He's still young, 25 years old. You got to pay somebody. And they decided to pay Trey Flowers. I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. I think he's going to be very good for the Detroit Lions. But like I said, he's got a lead from the front. And he's got to be even better than he was with New England, because he's not going to have nearly as much talent around him to help him out. The next topic we're going to talk about is Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski decides to hang it up after 9 seasons, I believe. And, you know, he saved his best for last. You know, we knew he was running on fumes the last couple of years. Thought about retiring last year. Comes back and gives it one more go. And he clearly wasn't the same player that he was. Production was dropping. His production was dropping. He, you know, still showed, you know, flashes of who he was, but the consistency wasn't there. And then he missed some games with an injury. So the biggest thing for Gronk was his body was breaking down. And he plays a brutal position, not quite as brutal as, you know, say a running back spot. But as a tight end, you're always matched up with linebackers. And a lot of times, you know, if you're running a post route over the middle, those linebackers just tee off on you, or a safety will come up and tee off on you. He's always, you know, making catches that are contested and in traffic. And over a 9-year career, you know, that just, you know, bogs you down. You know, all the hits, all the little injuries, the bumps and bruises, you start to think about your long-term future and you're like, man, if I go any longer, I'm already going to have serious issues down the line. I can't take on any more damage. So some New England fans will be like, well, Brady's playing until he's 40, but he's sitting in the pocket and he's not taking nearly as many hits. Gronk, plus the other thing about Gronk is it's kind of the same thing that we saw with Calvin Johnson. They were such big guys that they were big targets on the field, and big targets on the field, like I said, get hit more often because of that too. So tight end position plus a big target all those years. He gave New England 3 Super Bowls. He went to 5 Pro Bowls. Was he the best tight end of all time? I saw a lot of people saying he's the best tight end of all time. I think he's top 5, probably top 3. I still got Tony Gonzalez number 1 because Tony Gonzalez was just unstoppable at the tight end position. But Gronk, the one thing that I agree with what everybody was saying, with everyone, you know, what everyone was saying, is he was a great blocker. He really was. He was a two-way player in the sense that he could catch the ball and he could really get after it in terms of blocking, you know, setting an edge, hooking a defender, opening a hole. Those are things that you kind of overlook. I think as fans, we all look at tight ends as another receiver and what can a player do through the air catching the ball. Gronk not only caught the ball extremely well, he blocked extremely well. He's a team player, and there was times that there was friction between him and Bill Belichick because Gronk is such a free-spirited guy, and he's so loose and relaxed, and Bill Belichick is very tense and high-strung, and he's constantly reeling his players in. But if you watch that video after the Super Bowl where Rob Gronkowski was talking about, you know, he hadn't gone out for a night on the town for 8 months, and he's talking to Bill Belichick, and he was saying, I'm going to step out. I haven't stepped out in 8 months. And Bill Belichick goes, I'm going to step out too. And they just had a moment that you could kind of tell, like, that even though the relationship was a little bit unraveling, you know, like 2 years ago, it was good to see them after this last Super Bowl just talking, laughing, having fun, and just getting past the BS and realizing, you know, you're always going to have frustrations with some of the people you work with and have to deal with. But they went out, you know, on good terms. I think that's big for both of them. Gronk got to do it his way for most of the part. And obviously that's because he was so talented. Remember, they thought about trading him even to the Lions. And a trade to the Lions almost went down with Gronk, but he vetoed it by saying he would retire if it happens. And he basically said, you know, Tom Brady's my quarterback. You know, it's a good way to go out if you're Gronk. You know, he goes out on top, gets his 3rd Super Bowl. They bounce back after that loss to the Eagles, which didn't go their way at all. And, you know, Gronk, he'll go down as one of the best to ever do it. There's no doubt about that. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I just have nothing but good things to say. And when you go back to that last Super Bowl, you look at what he was able to do for that team. That play where he made that big-time catch and got them down to the goal line against the Rams, man, you know, that's a big-time catch. And he had a lot of catches like that that were just like they were grabs that seemed so far out of reach for his athleticism. But clearly they weren't because he was making those plays. You know, I'm talking about fully extended grabs and one-handed catches. And that one catch, he jumped up in the air probably, you know, what, 30 inches off the ground and made a one-handed catch. I can't remember what team that was against. But it was just like, my goodness, man, this guy is a different breed. He's cut from a different cloth. And it's all true. He is a future Hall of Famer. He's going to have a gold jacket, and he earned it. He put it all on the line. He put his body on the line for his teammates for all those years. Looking back on it, Bill Belichick knows that was a splash. And I think Bill Belichick is starting to realize, you know, as he gets older, that he's got to have a better relationship with his players, but at the same time, maintain the expectations that they set forth. But great ending to his career and just awesome to watch. Very grateful I got to witness it. Rob Gronkowski, go live it up. You earned it. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Take care.